This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Damian Dede Lewis in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker. Yeah, man, it's almost that time. Kickoff just minutes away for some, and some actually have gotten it underway. Ironically, I know it's not football, but we had Dr. Tim Scott, executive director of the Georgia High School Association, on with us last hour, and we talked about just the talent level of student athletes coming out of the state. You look on our middle screen here, Coach, and you got two young ladies who did their thing in high school right here in Georgia, in L. Duncan Andrea Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, obviously, basketball at Buford, went on to Tennessee. L, softball at Powder Springs. So it just goes to show that Georgia is,
not just football.
Yeah.
you not know just what I football. Mean?
So,
well, I mean, I think if you look at the best tennis players, best golfers,
yeah,
you're going to see a lot of people here. So, yeah, we're proud of that.
Yeah, man.
We're proud of that. Hope and keep it going.
Definitely. So, real quick, we want to look back at some of the matchups that took place last night, because a good amount of Thursday games this past week. Before we do that, real quick, I wanted to ask you, as you were going through the coaches' checklist, one of the things you touched on had me – well, really with everything you touched on, I wanted to ask, and I don't know what it was, you know, from your coaching days, because I know from a technology standpoint – there's a lot more, you know, it depends on each school's resources, but there's a lot more at the hands and fingertips of programs. But when it comes to film study, how often were you able to, you know, kind of see, you know, watch film on upcoming opponents?
Well, you know, as a coach, you were doing it all the time.
Right.
Involving the players is probably what's different by coach. So, because,
okay,
you know, and you got a son that plays high school football. They watch some of that stuff, but they don't know what they're watching.
Okay.
You know, so they think they do, but a lot of times they're looking to see for a big hit or something. Mm-hmm. The film is critical. I mean, I think what makes coaching so great is the amount of film that people get, mm-hmm, and starting 30 and 40 years ago when you saw that more often, and that's when you really saw a jump in the coaching making a difference. So we know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between us and like a rec team is a lot of times rec teams just show up, play, run their stuff. That's how high school games were, you know, 50 years ago.
Right.
So you start looking at the video. Well, now what you do is, and this is what I'll give you a little tidbit on what I would do, Dave, but mm-hmm, I can't speak for anybody else. But, you know, you're getting this film, you know, tomorrow morning.
Right.
So if we got a game next week,
mm-hmm,
we end the game tonight. We're Gainesville and Milton. One of them's going to win. One's going to lose. They're both going home.
Mm-hmm.
On the way home, we're going to get the film for the next game.
Right.
And try, probably not going to watch it too much tonight, because tonight you're going to probably watch your game.
Right.
Look at what we did well, what we didn't. Tomorrow, you're going to watch a little bit more of your game, but you're really going to get into the other team. Sunday, you're really going to get into them. And you got to figure out on Sunday what's got to get put in all week.
Okay.
So I watched this film, and I mean, you are spending a decent amount of time watching it over the weekend to figure out what's got to get put in this week.
Okay.
So if we're going to put in a new play, a new formation, or we're going to totally change our defense, We got to do that on Sunday because we got all day Monday practice, Tuesday practice, Wednesday practice. We need as many practices as possible to do anything new.
Okay.
Then I'm going to take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and even Friday morning to mostly just watch personnel.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is we're not going to change anything based on what I see, but I want to see more about this team. I want to learn more about them. So I want to see if number 72 is better than number 76, and that's the two tackles. Or I want to see if something that didn't stand out to me over the weekend, but I just keep watching it, you know.
Okay.
So for the best coaches, you're going to see them watching literally dozens of hours over the course from Saturday to the next Friday. Now, you only pick up one or two things here and there. I think you can get paralysis by analysis there. Like some coaches are trying to get all that done in the weekend. So they can have everything done on Monday. That's hard.
Right.
Or some are just trying to come up with so many things that they're changing things all week.
Right.
I think those are problems.
Okay.
But if you can just pick up small things here and there, knowing what you're going to do, there's a sweet spot. Just like everything in life, there's a sweet spot between being prepared and also worrying about what you do.
Right.
And if you can do both, it's something. But, yeah, film study's critical. I didn't care as much about I mean, we showed the players, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it was very structured. Like, you bring the players in, you show them five plays.
Right.
And then you start just quizzing them. They line up to a formation. What are we going to call here? You know, defense, a lot of times, you get a formation, you make a check. We're running this coverage versus formation. You know, you're doing things that – then you just start quizzing the kids. You're showing them five or six plays that, before you go out to practice.
Right.
But them just sitting there watching for an hour, that would go about how you think it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny you said you'd only do about five plays with them because, believe it or not, when I did coach Park and Rec football, by then, you know, because
– You could record a little,
Well, yeah, and you could record a little, and then all the teams want to kind of, you know, pop off and show off, right? So I would actually take five plays of ours, show my players, and they're eight or nine, and – it was amazing because I guess at that age, and I heard another coach tell me this, he was like, they're sponges at this age. He was like, it's the best time to try to teach them some of the basic things. But believe it or not, I'd show them five plays of what they didn't do good, five plays of what they did good. And it drastically changed things, believe it or not, in the next performance. But to your point, I never tried to do more than
that.
It was real
lot.
Quick. Yeah. Like, here's five plays of... And it would be like if it was the things we did wrong, it'd be the biggest things we did wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, why that touchdown, instead of being a 5-yard gain, ended up being, you know, a 20-yard touchdown, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just real basic stuff. But it's funny you picked the number five because that's exactly what it was.
Well, and that's what you did. I mean, that's what you did with 18-year-olds too, Day-Day. I mean, you take – that's what I would do. I mean, you take the best two or three things. You're playing running back for me. I'm going to show you the best two or three things you did all game. And I'm going to show you two or three things I need you to work on for next. I even remember this and show the whole running back group. But that's it. I'm not sitting there watching this whole game with you and you know, and all that. That's just not going to make it. So,
all right. Well, it sounds like we got Jeff Sintel ready to join us.
Man.
Joining us here on the
Wade Ford. Some there.
The WadeFord.com hotline. Jeff, welcome into the show. So where are you at tonight?
Hey, fellas. I'm in a very good one. Like the great – late, great Keith Jackson would say this would be a granddaddy long legs type football game. I am at Gainesville at Milton, two of the, you know, basically most well-run, serious football programs in the state. Offensive linemen galore, skill guys galore, quarterbacks. It'll be a good one tonight.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm excited for that one, man. I'm glad you're there. Tell anybody listening, who are the primary couple? There's about dozens of guys that I want to know about, but who are the primary couple guys that fans would want to see from this game?
Yeah, it's interesting this year. Milton, who had nine kind of major guys last year, they only have like one Iowa commitment this year in the senior class. Milton is loaded in the lower classes. I'm talking especially about 2029, it sounds so crazy to say this, 2029. Offensive tackle Landon G, his older brother is at Auburn right now. He's a tight end. But Landon started day one as a freshman here at Milton at left tackle. He's about 6'7" and a half, looks the part. If someone told me he was coming to my school and he's only a year away, I'd take it. He looks the part already. He's got three more seasons. After this year, the young man on the other side, the right tackle, is a 2028 sophomore, Joshua Evans. Both of those guys have been offered by most of the SEC, including Georgia. And then with Gainesville, I mean, it's almost like you're playing Monopoly, and mm-hmm. you got that whole corner where Boardwalk's at. They got a quarterback committed to Clemson. They got a linebacker, another defensive front seven player committed to Alabama. They've got what I think is probably one of the best tailbacks in the state in Nigel Newkirk in 2027. He's got Georgia, Alabama, all the big boys in his top five. I mean, there's probably, just looking at these fields, guys, there's probably at least 30 future Power Four players on the field tonight.
Hey, before we go any further, I just want to highlight for anybody driving that was kind of half listening. Did Jeff say a freshman? Y'all know a freshman in high school is like 13, right? 14, maybe 15. Yeah. Did he say he was 6'7"? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, 6'7", about 285. Yeah. He looks like he could play. He looks like he could play power forward. His older brother is at Auburn right now. He's a scholarship player as well.
My goodness.
Think about this. Milton, who came into this year back-to-back state champions, they would won like 25 games in a row. And not only did they not feel worried about starting a freshman at left tackle, they kind of felt enthused about we're going to turn this guy loose on Buford. And he's got already all the offers. I think – and this is a rare thing to say because you can project with a little bit of his family history. This is a guy that I can look at right now, and I would feel confident making a friendly wager that he's going to be one of the top 10 players in the nation in 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's funny, Jeff, is I saw Landon going into his, I want to say going into his eighth grade year, playing in the, the one Rusty puts
Elite
on?
Classic.
Elite Classic.
Yeah. The Elite
Classic, I saw them warming up ahead of the game, and I was just thinking to myself, get my son off that field right now.
Yeah.
That's a grown man, baby.
He is a big boy.
He held his own against Buford. I watched that game. Yeah. I didn't know who he was. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you this. You got two of the best programs in Georgia tonight, right? And you've been around a long time. I ain't going to date you. But you've been in Alabama. You've been in Georgia. You've been in a lot of big programs. What do you think is something that all those programs have in common? What's something that they all got good players, right? But what separates when you go to one of those places? You know, Hoover, Thompson, whatever. What separates them?
Yeah, it's the little things, man. I've known Josh Niblett at Gainesville now for probably, I want to say, at least since 17 years now. I've known him, and before every big game, even when he was at Hoover winning all those titles, I'd take a lap with him around the field before every big game, and they might be playing a Thompson, or they might be playing a Spain Park, or they might be playing Prattville back when Prattville was a power in the Southeast. And he'd stop in the middle of a question and continue to answer the question, but he'd pick up a piece of garbage on the field or a piece of garbage on the track. And that's the type of micro level concern or just care they have for every level of their program. The main thing is Ben Reeves and Josh Niblett get marketing. They're great leaders of men. They're great culture guys. They hire really experienced, talented football staffs, and they really just get football. I mean, when you sit there and you've done this for a lot of years, and I've been, you know, my kids are now in high school about to graduate, but those are two guys that if your brother, your uncle, your neighbor told you that that's where they're going to play football and that's who they're going to play football for, you'd feel pretty good about not only they're going to win a bunch of games, but they're going to come out of it as better men.
Jeff Sintel, AJC Dog Nation, joining us here on the High School Scoreboard Show. Here on the WayForward.com hotline, Jeff, I know we got to let you get ready for that one, but I want to ask you, when it comes to the recruiting landscape, you know, there was a time where commitments, you know, you're out there covering guys, making these commitments, and it really, really meant something. And it's not to say that they don't mean anything now, but in the changing landscape of high school sports, college sports, and you see guys commit, but then they decommit. You know, what do you take away from all of that? You know, do you feel like the weight of commitments is what it used to once be?
I think it's different. And I mean, what I mean by that, it's a good question, but it's changed a lot in the days of NIL. Because what I mean by that is it used to be I would come to a game and I would talk to seniors, right? Mm-hmm. And I would want to know where they're visiting, how their last visit went. Are they cutting it down to three? Who's going to be their finalist in the end? Fellas, that stuff is all done for the senior class in April, May, June, and July. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're more committed, especially at the bigger schools, because their deals have already been made.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They know their NIL. They know where they're going to play. They know they've got their spot. Some states, these kids can go ahead and start getting NIL in some states. So it's really more transactional on that front. I mean, you knew it was different when the season started, and I believe 240 out of the top 247 players in the country were already committed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what in the senior class now, really what I do now is I look at a lot of juniors because mm-hmm. those are the guys that are basically, it feels like those are the ones that are now taking the visits in the fall and deciding on their top schools and really basically putting together where they want to go. And it's just different because it all happens so quick. I'll tell you one thing that's happening around the state. I know Coach Parker will probably have a good clinic on it or a good seminar on it one day. The one thing that's different now is high school coaches, I don't want to say they feel neutered, but they feel like they have less control of their players than ever before. What I mean by that is there's kids that don't want to get coached hard.
Yep.
And you hate that, but there's kids that are like, okay, I don't really have a whole lot of loyalty to this school anymore because I'm going to be gone and somewhere else in 3 months. And if they don't like something, provided they follow the bona fide rule and mm-hmm. the new GHSA transfer rules, they've got a chip in their back pocket, which is leverage. Like, hey, I'm going to go transfer. I might go play over here down the road or the next county over, and we might play you guys in the playoffs. That's one of the things that's really different about it. As how some of these big players, some of these big time top players, they more jump around at the high school level mm-hmm. than ever before.
Yeah, and I'll bring up, Day-Day, that I appreciate Jeff complimenting Ben Reeves and Josh Niblett mm-hmm. for what they do because those type guys have embraced that and they fight for their kids.
Right.
Now, not sugarcoat it. Some people don't like them.
Right.
But they've pushed for their kids, wouldn't you say, Jeff? And they've embraced that we're not going to lose people because we're going to push for our kids. And it's just different, man.
Yeah.
It's just different. And but I will tell you this, Jeff, one of the reasons why you're not seeing as much – you're seeing more coverage of the younger guys is because of people like you. You guys do a great job. You already told me and Day-Day about the Goliath that plays this 14 years old. He can't even drive himself to school. He can't even have a permit. And he's playing left tackle for Milton. We'll know about him for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I do think we know about the good players more earlier than we ever have. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and the thing is now, there's still coaches in the state that do it the right way, where they sit there and they go, hey, man, now listen, this is very much a thing in high school football. If, let's say, you're a talented sophomore, you've waited, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, that junior year slab of reps is going to be mine. I'm going to get the chance to play. And then finally, maybe there's a kid that moves in and he wants to play your position. All of a sudden, feelings get hurt and they're like, what about me? What about that?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing you've got to remember, these coaches that are doing it the right way, they're saying, man, I'm sorry, but this is what it's going to be like when you're in college.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a college football player, you can't search for the right situation and feel like you've figured it out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to earn it there. So why are you going to run from it right now in high school?
Yeah, 100%. Well, Jeff, man, we thank you for taking some time, man. I know you're getting ready for an exciting one. Feel free to chime back in tonight if anything goes down in that one that you feel like it's worth letting us know about. I think we'll be able to watch it, right, Chris?
Yeah, we're watching this.
Yeah, we'll be able to watch it. But, man, thank you for taking some time, man. Enjoy yourself and have a great time out there.
Thanks, Jeff.
Guys, I got one more eye roll I'm trying to spark for Coach Parker here. He's going to watch this game tonight, and he's going to look at the all four starting tackles in this game, right?
Yeah.
All four of them have an offer from the University of Georgia, the two left and rights and the two on each side. So that's going to –
you think I ever coached one like that? You think I ever had even one that looked like that, Jeff? Not one.
You might still be coaching if you had two or three.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sitting here with Day-Day talking to you if I had some of them. Yeah.
Great stuff, man. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Later, guys.
Have a good one, man. All right, Jeff Sintel, AJC, and Dog Nation. All right, when we get back, it's going to be time for our School Days guest, which will be brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end-of-the-year deals start. Now it's all coming up right here on the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
It's Radio 92.9, the game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show. Damian Day-Day Lewis in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker. Of course, the High School Scoreboard Show brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. And you heard the intro, time for school days, and our school days guests brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. Kurt McGill joining us on the WayFord.com hotline, former Brookwood standout, UGA, a career in the NFL. And we thank you so much, Kurt, for joining us here, because now you're also inducted into the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame, man. Welcome into the show, and thank you for some time.
Yes, of course. Thank you for the opportunity to call in.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure, man, or I should say it is a pleasure. So, man, first off, let's talk about that induction into the Hall of Fame, man. Once you got the word, man, just take us through the emotions of you know, hearing the news.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was kind of funny. I texted Matt Stinch, called him after I got the word, and you know, I was telling him about it, and I was like, well, Stinch, I was like, you know, is it a bad sign when you're starting to get, you know, nominated in the Hall of Fame, inducted to the Hall of Fame? Does that mean, am I going downhill? You know, when people start getting older, you know, that's when you start going into the Hall of Fame. But no, I was joking about it. But but just to be nominated, I mean, the amount of talent that's played through the state of Georgia, that's currently in the state of Georgia, it's unbelievable, and to see those names that are on there, it's just an honor, huge honor to be even mentioning some of those guys in our class and before.
Yeah, Kurt, Chris Parker here. I'm on the committee. I'm on the Hall of Fame Board of Directors, and we're glad to have you. Get a baby blue jacket, so you know,
yeah,
I got one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you get
great.
A baby blue jacket. It's a good looking picture, man. Yeah, plan your outfit accordingly.
Well, I got to laughing because I went into the Brookwood High School Football Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago, about a month back, and when we were at Brookwood, Coach Hunter always had us wear maroon blazers and ties on the way games, and I was Coach Hunter, I was like, yeah, are we gonna get honorary maroon blazers for the Brookwood Hall of Fame? He was laughing about that, or get it shadow boxed, either one. So it was kind of funny.
So let's talk about your high school days, Kurt. Brookwood always has some monster offensive linemen day-day. I don't know if you were around them, but my goodness, there was so many of them. So talk a little – when you think about your time at Brookwood, what's the first thing that really comes to mind?
Well, there what was really just, you know, well, really it's just community. I mean, it's like you get there and it's what's called Brooklyn Community Stadium. I mean, the whole community bought into, I mean, from the Little League program all the way through the high school program, you know, you kids sit together and played all the way through. I remember when we got there, you know, we started lifting weights in eighth and ninth grade, you know, learning the right way to do things. And, we weren't the most talented team, but we were the strongest team. And we didn't have a lot of speed, but we could overpower teams with our strength and running the ball. Matter of fact, I think Coach Hunter actually double-checked this. I think we were probably the last team to win the state championship without even completing a pass down at Valdosta that night. So, but it was just – we just had a tremendous team and solid players across the board, offensive defense.
Yeah, I want to say you guys only missed the playoffs one time throughout your time there, if I'm not mistaken. And that season, that was the only year you all lost more than two games in a season.
Different era.
Yeah, so phenomenal, you know, career you had there. You know, what was it like under such a legendary coach like Coach Hunter?
Well, I tell you, it was great. And yes, going back to that, you know, it's funny because we did lose to Valdosta in the kickoff classic. Then we lost to Parkview the next week, and we had five interceptions. But then we got to redeem it later on that season by beating Parkview in the, I believe it was quarterfinals, and then beating Lowndes in the semifinals and beating Valdosta down there. But playing for Coach Hunter though, he was just meticulous for details. I mean, everything was. I know everybody knows about Coach Saban and of course Kirby. You know how details matter for everything. And Coach Hunter was the same way. You know, you do things the right way. You know, from the locker room all the way to the practice field, and if it wasn't right, we started over and we start doing it again. And then that's just something, you know, learning those things, how to do things right. I just carried it, you know, through college and, you know, the short time I was in the NFL as well.
Yeah, a great coach can make a huge impact day-to-day. It makes me so happy to hear that. But let me ask you again, Kurt, make sure I heard this right. Sure. Did you say you guys threw five interceptions?
Yeah. We threw five interceptions.
And then you said you didn't complete a pass in the state championship game the same year, right?
I think we threw, you know, we were really a running team. Well, Paul Freeman was our running back, yeah. And I think Paul had rushed for about 2,400 yards. I think we attempted one pass in the state championship game.
Listen,
I think it was intercepted early, and then that was it. You know, so, we were just like, let's just run the ball.
Yeah, Day-Day, I've known for a long time that Dave Hunter was a great football coach.
Right.
But I'm going to show you some evidence of being a great football. When you throw five interceptions, you don't throw the damn ball very many more times after that.
Right.
Okay? And they didn't. So I commend Coach Hunter. And when you got some offensive linemen that are making it to the NFL, yeah, you run the ball, baby.
Right.
So, hey, was there a moment, Kurt, in that season or any of your time in high school, is there like one moment that really stands out as something special for you?
I tell the story all the time. It's kind of funny. We played Douglas of Atlanta at Brookwood, and it may have been in the round of eight or six. I cannot remember. But Jamal Lewis was the running back, and he was literally a one-man team. And we watched tape all week about him, and I was like, man, there's just no way we're going to stop this guy. And we kicked off to him, and then they ran the ball to about midfield. And the first play of the game, they threw the ball to him about 10-yard dump pass over the middle. Well, he drug four of our guys into the end zone for a touchdown on the first play of the game. And I was like, oh, God, all right, well, here we go. You know, this is going to be over with. And so we wound up shutting them down, and we wound up beating them pretty good. But that was just one play from that season. I just still remember that to this day, him just dragging guys into the end zone at Brookwood on top of that. But it was – that was pretty spectacular. And then I did score a title, fortunate score a touchdown in the state championship game. And I did a front flip into the end zone. Didn't land on my feet, but I landed in the end zone for a touchdown in the state championship game. So that was pretty my kids don't believe that.
There was no social media back then
to prove
for
it.
You young people listening, so Kurt can't get that to you.
I might have to dig up the black and white film for that. You know, it's they don't believe I actually scored a touchdown, so it's funny.
All right, so Kurt McGill joining us here on the High School Scoreboard Show here on the WaveForward.com hotline. He is our School Days guest, of course. Our School Days guest brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. So Kurt, you touched on the fact that you guys played in the championship game in Valdosta. So I got to Atlanta in 92. So completely different landscape now when it comes to state championship games. So, you know, it's got to be, you're taken aback. You actually went to different, I guess, was it they had home field advantage?
Well, it was North and South. There was a North champion and a South champion, essentially, and they played. So, yeah, you play at a stadium. So that was actually a huge disadvantage for Kurt and him to have to go down to Valdosta.
Wow.
And play an away game for the state championship over Valdosta, who at that time probably won 20 state championships. Brooke was trying to win their first one on this day. I mean, that's just a really shift in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
And now you'll see that the Gwinnett teams are winning them pretty often.
Right.
And the South Georgia teams not as often in the highest class. Yeah. It irritates them. It irritates them. Yeah. But Kurt's team started that.
You guys are completely right. Yeah, because we had, I think the year before, with Milliken, they had lost to Quincy. Carding them at Southwest DeKalb, I think it was 95, they had got beat. And then we were the first team to win the state championship, the Gwinnett team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Parkview had that. We actually had a good team that following year. We were undefeated. And my brother, they played and they got knocked out, I think, in the Dome game, because that's when the semifinal games were in the Dome, actually. Mm-hmm. And they had got knocked out, and then Parkview won the state championship, and it was just – from then, it seemed like the floodgates were open with all going at school.
It really hasn't stopped.
Over.
Wow.
Yeah, it really hasn't stopped.
So when you go to these games now, Kurt, you know, what would you say is the biggest difference between, you know, your time playing in high school compared to what you're seeing on the field now?
Sure. I just the maturity of the kids. I've got two kids myself, and I have a high schooler, and then I have a third grader. But and we go and we watch. It's just, the kids now seem to, you know, have, you know, more of a weight program, you know, where they can lift year round. You know, they do 7-on-7s in the off season. Some of these locker rooms are unbelievable. The weight rooms are unbelievable. I mean, you go to Buford. I mean, it's nicer than probably 3/4 of the college, you know, the college stadiums, locker rooms. The team's playing tomorrow, but the kids just seem bigger, faster, stronger. And then when they get to school, they're just ready to play at the next level.
Well, before we get you out, Kurt, Day-Day's got to ask you one more question because,
sure,
you know, our colleague Randy McMichael played with you at Georgia. So, Day-Day, go ahead.
Yeah. So, first, let me just let you know, I texted him first. I said, so, listen.
So, we have permission.
Yeah,
for this.
I was like, listen, I know you played with Kurt. If I ask anything about you, is he going to cuss me out or were you guys cool?
So, we want the best Randy McMichael story that you can tell on an air. And remember, you know, we're PG at least.
Well, you know, it is funny, but of course, you know, Randy and I were the same signing class, and we were both, because I signed a tight end, and Randy got there as a tight end, and I saw Randy practice the first couple, like that first year. I was like, there's no way I'm going to play tight end. So that's when they moved me to center at Georgia. But a lot of people don't realize, our famous play in Knoxville and the Hobnail boot game. Well, Green throwing it to Ron in the end zone, but it was Randy's two catches that he was sliding that got us down the field for Green to make that throw to Ron in the end zone. It does get overlooked a lot, and Randy just made two unbelievable catches sliding on his side to get us down there, to get us in the position to run that play. But Randy just, you know, unbelievable hands. He was just a great basketball player as well, and just a great tight end.
Awesome stuff. Well, Kurt, congratulations on a phenomenal career that you've had from your high school days all the way through getting to the league. And, man, thank you for taking some time to join us, and congratulations on being inducted into the high school.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Yeah. I'll be there, Kurt. I'll see you. I'll have my jacket on, too, that I didn't earn. You earned one. So congratulations.
I got – because I got kind of nervous. I was like, do I have to give a speech? I mean, do I have to give a speech following Kirby? And then, you know, of course, I was like, you know, when Kirby talks, everybody's going to leave anyway. They'll probably use the restroom. So that'll kind of line the crowd up. But I was informed that I have to give a speech. So, but yeah, but I appreciate you guys having me on. And you know, we're huge components of high school football. I'm getting ready to watch them on my laptop now through the network. I score on all the games. So, but thank y'all for everything you guys do for high school in the Atlanta area.
Thanks, Kurt.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Kurt McGill, man. Great stuff there. So before we go to break, we're going to get into our Ingles pick of the night because kickoff is underway. Coach Parker, what are you liking over there?
Well, I'm gonna stay with the theme. I'll do it. I'm biting to the hard game, okay?
Okay.
I'm going Milton-Gainesville. The game's at Milton. Mm-hmm. Milton's won 42 games in a row in the region.
Okay.
Gainesville has not been able to get over the hump in these type games. Mm-hmm. So is tonight the night, Milton-Gainesville, Milton, 43 in a row.
Oh, all right. So he's got Milton. All right, Dom, we already know. You got Stevenson.
Good job, Dom. Consistency is the hallmark of excellence.
We're off this week.
Oh, you had a bye.
Yeah, right, so you're going to pick another one?
You got to pick another one.
You know what? I will. Well, we kind of talked about this game earlier, but because my friend from church that I grew up with, Nicholas Ruffin, he played there, so I'll go with St. Pius.
Over Maris.
St. Pius.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Over
St.
Pius.
Okay. All right.
Look at Dom.
Well, I'm going to pull a Dom.
Picking with his heart, though.
Yeah.
I told you about that picking with your heart, though.
I'm going to pull a Dom tonight. I'm going to pick Whitfield.
Oh, you going? Oh,
yeah.
Good job.
I'm going to pick Whitfield tonight.
They're playing Best Academy, right?
Yeah, they're playing Best Academy. Yeah. But I got to do it for my son because if they're like, why didn't you pick our game? Yeah. Look, between having to help the wife with this event that she signed up for.
My God. Are they all listening the whole show?
Between that and then if they find out I don't pick his game, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. All right, you pick
him. I'll be riding with you.
I'm actually
tonight.
Not even sure about my Milton Gainesville pick. I just knew I had to pick a tough one. So
gotcha.
I'm going Milton. Dom went on the upset pick.
Yeah.
The super dog.
I tell you what though, that's a good one though. That's a game. If I
Marist had the best player on Marist, the defensive end was going got hurt this week.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah.
So I mean it never makes
a difference. So and I tell you what, if I wasn't here tonight, that's probably the game I would have actually picked to go to.
Sam's there.
Yeah. Oh, that's the game he's got tonight. All right. That's our Ingles picks of the week. Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. More of the High School Scoreboard Show on the other side on Sports Radio 92.9.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. This is the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Damian Day-Day Lewis, I am in for Sam Crenshaw alongside Coach Chris Parker, and kickoffs are underway. Several games, scores are already on the board.
They are coming in.
Yeah, we'll start updating you on that. And speaking of which, there were actually a good amount of Thursday games last night, Coach Parker. Any particular game that kind of stood out to you, or one that, you know, you understand, like, what it meant for region implications, things of that nature?
Yeah, a couple stood out day-to-day. The first one I'll pick is Carver of Atlanta, the mm-hmm. city team. There's Carver Columbus.
Right.
And there's Carver in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Both Carvers, really good. Both right. Double-A, both going to play deep in the playoffs. But Carver Atlanta, our friend Coach Miles, doing a great job as always. They win 26-22 over Holy Innocents. That's a really good Holy Innocents mm-hmm. team. Probably establishes Carver as the most likely region champion.
Right.
They still got to handle business. But really important implications there. You know, obviously Holy Innocents one play away from right. flipping that and having that tiebreaker over them and maybe being the region champ himself. So that's right. a great Thursday night game right here in the city.
Right. Yeah. And for me, Midtown and Pace Academy.
Midtown.
Yeah, picking that one up 27-12, your final in that one. And that was a game really important for Midtown because they went into it sitting in fourth in the region standings, but they have two losses in the region, and so they couldn't really afford for a third loss because that would drop them out of the top four. So that was a really big win for Midtown. Yeah.
I guess for the Kia Studio home team, right?
Yeah, that's our exactly.
home, that's our home team. So
we are
I noticed
Midtown.
Dom don't pick them every week.
Right. What's up with that, Dom? Man, I tell you. A game I actually went to last night, Lanier taking on Johns Creek. Big win for Lanier, 52-0 in that
Woo!
One.
52.
Yeah, 52. I mean, they, you know, unfortunately, Johns Creek just really, really down season for them. But for Lanier, kind of same situation, very important. Now, you know, they're in that region with – I think they're in that region with Buford and Gainesville and Milton.
Gainesville, Milton, Roswell, second
yeah,
year.
Yeah, which Roswell.
Lanier, only four are going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, Roswell, the other unbeaten team in that region, but everybody else has losses, including Lanier. And for Lanier, that allowed them to move to 2-2 in the region standings. And so, you know, again, right now they hold on to that fourth spot.
We'll see in the pre-power ranking era, which mm-hmm. this is the last year of.
Right.
You got Milton, Gainesville, and Roswell all in one region.
Mm-hmm.
That's three playoff teams, Day-Day. I'm going to give it away. Those three are going to make the playoffs.
Right.
You fighting for one spot. I mean, you got mm-hmm. six or seven other teams
right.
sometimes fighting for one spot.
Right.
So Lanier is trying to get in that spot. It's a great mm-hmm. opportunity for him. So you got to win games. Even though, yes, Johns Creek's kind of down, there's yeah. no reason you cannot
yeah,
slip.
Yeah, you can't slip. And here's Coach Coach Tyler Maloof, son of Keith Maloof, but here he is after the game talking about, you know, why it was important for them because they lost the previous week to Milton, and so this was a good bounce-back win for them. Bounce back into the win column convincingly the way they did tonight.
Yeah, huge for our guys to have a confidence boost. I mean, last week we did not play well. There's no question about that. I know we played a really good team. But really proud of our guys for locking back in, having a great week of practice, and coming out and executing. And that's what I'm proud of, our defense getting another big shutout, offense executed, and we got a lot of young guys some reps. So just really proud of our kids for not listening to the distractions and just continue to focus on getting better each and every week.
All right, and obviously with this win, you guys keep yourselves right there in the mix for one of those Final Four finishes in the region as you get down the stretch here. What's the message need to be? What do you need the guys to kind of focus on or need the guys to focus on down the stretch here?
Yeah, I mean, we're guaranteed two games left. So that's the message, is we just got to keep getting better. And we've got a really good group, but if we start worrying about what other people are doing, that's when bad things happen. So as long as we can continue to focus on us and continue to get us better each and every day and take things one play at a time, focus on the details, we're going to continue to have success. So just really proud of our guys for buying into that message, and we got two big weeks coming up.
All
awesome coach. Well, good, congratulations on tonight. Good luck down the stretch.
Thanks, sir.
All right, and again, that was head coach Tyler Maloof of Lanier. So like you talked about it earlier, coach, where you can't worry about the outside things of what's going on with everybody else. You just got to do your job to ensure that you're positioning yourself to, you know, for where you're hoping to be once the regular season ends.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. And I mean, it's all about playing the standard. So even though you win 52-0, did we get better? Because there's going to be a game down the road where we're playing for that playoff spot, and we need to have gotten better tonight. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they're playing for. I give you a couple scores early to keep an eye on here. Walton 6, Cherokee 6, first quarter.
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. A game to keep an eye on. Walton a little bit down for their standard.
Yeah, they're young.
Cherokee
yeah.
way down, but needing a win. That, mm-hmm. This could be a really propelling win for Cherokee. This is a game to keep an eye on all night. Sequoia's up 7-0 over Woodstock early. Etowah 8-0 over Wheeler early. In a game you're interested in, Whitfield Academy 14, mm-hmm. Best Academy 0.
Yes, all right. Another one from last night that had some region implications, Miller Grove and Columbia, both of them entering that one mm-hmm. unbeaten in region play. They were in one of the smaller regions mm-hmm. for, I think it's 5 teams for them, mm-hmm. so they're just getting into region play as of last week. So both of them 1-0 entering into last night, but it would be Columbia coming out on top in that one, 26-20. And we talked about Coach Barnett, you know, how he likes to schedule really tough, because remember, Columbia got the season started 0-6, but they were playing like some of the top high classification mm-hmm. teams. And, you know, he likes to do that to prepare his guys for region play. And it looks like things are going well for them in region as they're now 2-0.
Columbia will win that region because they're so accustomed to playing the tough teams. And, mm-hmm. you know, but that was their toughest test last night. So big win for them over Miller Grove. Congrats to Coach Barnett and those guys.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I think we've got some updates starting to come in from some of our guys on the sidelines, Eric Slaughter, Garrett Chapman, and Austin McCall. It's all coming up right here on the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.